Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yes, welcome live another night of Beautiful Serious Radio. Join tonight, Hawkman, Ryan G, Joe Franz, Deco, Bam Margera, Brandon Novak, and from Cradle of Filth,
special guest appearance.
We are filming an episode for Viva La Bam, and you know what? It isn't live because Shit Goose stepped on the cord last week, so we have to record this pre-recorded.
Well, yeah. I always say live.
Good job, Shit Goose.
You just wake up the fuck up, don't you, G?
This is an accident, buddy.
What can I say?
Your whole life is an accident.
Look at you. You
got, not to
you,
mention,
you knocked up some chick. What the hell?
Speaking of knocking up. Dream Seller has about 20 girls on your web page there sending in photos that want to get knocked up. And you're a cock blocking homo.
See, it's real fucked up. Like, I want to knock girls up. That's what I'm here to do, is get bras impregnated. So I'm trying my
fucking
hardest.
Because if he gets nine more, then he doesn't have to pay child support.
So G tries that, he's going to do this big favor. No, like, you know, I know you don't got a laptop, so I'm going to help you out. I'm going to set this website up. Any girl wants to help you, I'll send the picture to me and I'll give them to you.
All he does is jack off to him, and then he types in messages, say, yeah, come to Manioc because I'll cock block you guys, and I'll never take you to Westchester. I'll just keep you in Manioc the whole time. So come on down.
He showed me like 80 broads today. About 80, about 50 of them are fucking hot, right? The only pictures I opened my email today, the only bitches he sent me are the Ming Hags, dude. What's the deal? Why?
Is that true, really?
Why are you sending the Ming Hags?
Come on, that's not
they
true.
They don't want to fuck your fat ass, dude. They want me. Dude, why are you trying to live through my
shit? Have you gotten laid off your website so far? The history of your website, have you gotten laid off? Yes,
sure,
or no? Liar.
Sure. You're believing the dream, brother. Give it up. Go on a diet.
That's a lying hawk, man.
Dude, you've been out of town, man. You have to come here and set something up with me so you can go through all the photos and
blah, blah, blah. You're speaking French, dude. Stop cock blocking.
All right, whatever. Tell me how Arizona was. I heard you got lucky.
Never mind Arizona. Yeah. We'll talk about that. But first, I want to talk about how Danny went. How long did you go? 6 weeks without drinking or four?
Five.
That's even worse.
Oh. Five weeks without drinking.
How did you do it and why?
Well, 5 weeks until I turned up here.
Yeah, we're bad news over here, even though I'm on my third day of not drinking.
Hell yeah. Life partner in FBA. 3 days clean.
I give it another drinking. 2 more days.
I think someone's bringing some medals in later on for both of you. For each day.
You know, Dream Seller is like genuinely proud of himself.
I really am.
Like,
he's
really proud of not drinking for three whole days.
I must admit, the first week I was going around, like, you know, moping and wanting people to feel really sorry for me.
Yeah. I feel good, man. I wake up early, I'm productive.
Why the five?
Productive? What the hell do you do that's so productive?
Well, today I wrote in my book, which I haven't did in about a week and a half. About 3 weeks I haven't touched my book. I actually finished, I went back and finished the end of a chapter that I wasn't happy with. So fuck off, fat boy.
Not that productive.
Yeah, but why 5 weeks? All right, not drinking?
This is so good.
So he's
in Paris. Go on.
I was in Paris at an awards ceremony with Anathema and Paradise Lost and, Free Bar, etc. Started about 4 o'clock. I left early. I was being a good boy. I was having a romantic evening with my girlfriend.
Oh.
In Gay Paris. We get back to the hotel. And we're having a pillow fight, and I break a light. Oh. And I thought, wow, this is great. So I smashed another one. And somebody was banging on the wall, saying, stop smashing stuff. Well, I banged on the wall back, shouted. Then the phone rang, told them to fuck. There was a guy who owned the hotel.
Were you noticeably shit-tossed, or what?
I don't know. I was drunk. I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, that's true.
So the nice, quiet evening with his girlfriend
turned
into
break. But it wasn't that bad. Like, okay, like, we swept it up, but... They called the police, and the police turned up as if someone was trying to blow up the fucking Eiffel Tower. There were five of them. Five of them with submachine guns.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I spent five hours...
Did they ever attempt to speak English?
No, they just took the piss. They did speak English, but they just took the piss.
Yeah. They came with
five
guns?
Five hours in handcuffs.
They threw them down fucking
streets.
Some guy sitting on my head, one was bending my thumbs back. They threw me on the pavement so my head burst. And I had to be taken to hospital where they just laughed at me.
Tell them what they did with your girlfriend. Your girlfriend wanted to come along with
you. They took a... Eventually they said, yeah, fine, you can go in the van. Funny enough, they couldn't speak French, but you can go in the van behind. He gets to this place, it's really dodgy in the middle of Paris. She didn't know where the fuck she was, I didn't, I was delirious at the time. And then they just said, nah, sorry, you can just have to, if you've got a problem, speak to Tony Blair. And they were all laughing.
They kicked his girlfriend out.
Yeah, but they threw her in the street.
Fucking communists.
Cut her arm.
When did you tumble down the stairs?
Those fucking communists.
Straight away, as soon as they got me, they just fucking threw me.
French are fucking pussy.
Fuck Target.
Fucking socialists.
Oh, well, can I ask you this, Dad? What's the difference between a machine gun and a submachine gun?
Probably about a few inches. I don't know, you know.
Yeah. That's tomatoes.
Awful.
Kind of like a small dick and a big dick.
So do you want to know why why me and Dream Seller are three whole days clean? Because we went to Arizona to do a demo for Element, and fucking Buddy Bill is like,
Jesus.
He's on the, Buddy Bill's from Westchester, and I think he's on the fucking run, and that's why he's in Phoenix, but he knew that we were doing this demo, so he tracked us down. We pulled a fucking all-nighter, drank straight through the night, and as soon as I went to bed, it was 30 minutes before the demo. So I was such a fucking pile of shit, I couldn't even skate the demo. And explain who Buddy Bill is.
Buddy Bill is insane. He's just he's a massive, strong freak.
He's the guy in Haggard.
Yeah, he's the guy in Haggard on the couch.
Right next to Ray Kyan, who has a dragon tattoo on him, and he's just like making these crazy faces.
He was at the reservoir.
He's also at the reservoir. He's also at the couch between the two girls, but he's insane. When he was 16, he got kicked out of Pennsylvania. They said, we won't put you in jail. You just have to get out of the state. So he goes to California. When he's like 26, he comes back to the only other state he's kicked out of, because California kicked him out. So he comes back to fucking Pennsylvania, and I guess he's about 29, 30 now, and so they kicked his ass out again.
And now he claims he's in Arizona for work. If that's not the fucking biggest lie I've ever heard, he's on the run.
He's on the fucking run.
He's dodging the
law. Okay, he's on the run, but he's on the run for pussy. Listen, this guy bangs more bitches than Novak ever could, and he's not on TV and has nothing to do with anything.
I'll tell you a fucking story.
You tell us.
Buddy Bill set me up good.
So we're like drinking straight through the night. I finally tried it. I attempt to go to sleep from like 3 in the morning till about 8 in the morning, and I'm just sitting there, laying there, trying to sleep.
That's not much of a thrill, is it?
No.
Through the night.
I just laid there, and like I just kept getting up to take sips of beer, because fucking Dream Seller and Buddy Bill are running a train on some girl, and I'm just here.
The bitch is struggling for air.
And I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, and like these guys are just on the bed next to mine, and like they're just running a train on this like 40-year-old cock hag.
Our hotel room turned into a fucking wrestling match, dude.
Yes.
I hear Buddy Bill knocks on the door. We finally try to pass. I'm gonna skate tomorrow. And I'm still halfway sleeping. He's in the fucking bathroom for like 2 hours. I get up finally. I think something shady.
Showers are running, like, and then they come back, and then they start fucking again. It's like,
I'm like, bam, you gotta see what the fuck's about to go down, dude. This 42-year-old mom is in the bathroom putting lingerie on, teasing her hair up, hairspray, perfume, and shit. This bitch comes out and wants to get banged every which way but Sunday.
No, but right before you guys bang every which way but Sunday, she fucking like slaps me awake and goes, I just want to say that my kids are such big fans of you. I'm like, you're about to just get, like, you're going to have a threesome with these two fucking scumbags.
How? Is she really that old?
No, she's 42, 42. Swear to God.
Was
42.
She good looking or no?
She was not bad. She was
MILF.
Not a MILF. She was like a whore MILF, you know, like a horse looking MILF. A MILF is like a bitch who had to have shit together with a kid.
You know who brought
her fucking condoms and a bottle of vodka? The 42-year-old mom got her 19-year-old daughter to come to the hotel with a box of condoms and a bag of vodka. Swear to God.
No, dude.
I mean,
no.
How the fuck am I going to lie? That's swear to awful. God.
Picture trying to sleep to this.
Whoa. Was she just choking on...
She was choking on dicks. She was gasping for air.
Man.
Just jacking it, and then he got it up.
Buddy Bill stuck a goddamn vodka bottle upper.
Because all I was thinking was, I'm going to suck so bad at this demo because I'm not getting any sleep whatsoever.
How bad did you suck? Did you suck or did you
I dropped
through?
In twice.
That's it?
Yeah.
But no one cared.
Well, not to mention my legs hurt so bad.
So why? Now we're on a 30-day sober binge, and we're doing fucking good.
Doubt it.
See, I don't care what you think.
I know you don't care.
We're just saying.
Actually, you do care.
Why?
Because you think I'm hiding girls from you.
I know you're hiding girls.
You do care.
Okay, well, why'd you send me an email to bitches I thought was so fine? And when you sent it to me, her number was on the bottom, and it was her whole number except the last two starred out. Why'd you block numbers off, bitch?
Why are you making that up?
I'm not making it up, I swear to God.
Oh, right.
So what's his retort?
His retort is, oh, why are you making it up? Because he knows it's fucking true.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yep.
So why are you doing that, G?
Swear to God.
I did it. Why are you being a cockhead? A cock blocking cockhead.
The bitch, dude, that we shot the photo of me in front of the screen like this, you didn't send it to me. I still have it. I can prove you wrong right now.
Oh, prove it. Sent that. Prove it right here, right now on Sirius Radio, Faction 28.
You did send me a phone number. Yes, I did. Let's go to my email. We'll look at it now.
Yeah, prove it right here.
So, ladies, anybody
anyways,
here's the new rule.
What are the stakes? Probably. What are you betting on?
I'm betting on you to shut up for 1 second.
Well, all right, it worked. Come on,
I love you. But here's the real deal. Any chick that want to bang me out, Heroin Novak speaking, fuck fat, out of shape G, my dream address is dreamseller69@yahoo.com. Erase anything else and go there, babe.
You're just joking. Fuck you up.
Now he wants to fight me. Anyone who wants to fight you from there, you know they're guilty, because all he can do is report to violence.
What's he held him? Was he guilty?
He's guilty of being a fucking cock-blocking cockhead.
So now he wants to fight me.
Come on.
I'm going to play, what is it called?
Soft white fur.
What's that about?
What? I think you've got a throat problem. Right?
No. It's the double disc on amphetamine.
That's right, yeah.
Did you play it? Did you record it during amphetamine, or did you go in like months after?
Well, you're really interested.
Yeah, I am.
I was more positive.
It's actually one of my top five favorite albums ever.
Oh.
I'm serious.
This is serious.
He's
this
serious.
Is serious
on
and
serious.
On serious.
Cool.
I'm both.
No, that was done separately.
Separately?
Afterwards, yeah.
Well, it's fucking good. Let's hear it.
Let's rock out.
Soft White Fur on the double disc of Nymphetamine, and this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Ryan G.
Action!
Hawkman! Ryan G. the Hawkman! Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
The Hawkman, Ryan G, Joe Franz, Deco, Bam Margera, Brandon Novak, and from Cradle of Filth, Serious Radio, Serious 28 Faction. So Danny, who's the hot girl that's always in the background of most of your songs?
That's Paul, isn't it?
Paul got a little bit of awakening.
Is this got a really good shape?
No, is that Sarah?
Yeah.
Dude, I love her.
Sarah. Dude. Yeah. Because
wait, which
yo. Tell them about the story.
Sound check
in Los Angeles.
House of Blues, Thanksgiving night.
Explain who Sarah is, kind of.
Okay, Sarah is also in Cradle of Filth. The chick singer that sounds like a real operatic type voice is her. Fucking great voice she has. So
I
anyway,
know she's in our band.
That's why she's there.
But she's kind of like a
bit
of a
sense. You know, she has no problem with that.
Now, how much do you think she weighs?
Come on.
Okay.
We were fucking with each other all night. And we've just been talking all night, and Bam's like, "You want to hump her, huh?" I was like, "No, not really." So then Bam, they're doing sound check.
Yeah, you said, "Yeah, I would."
Oh yeah, I said I would.
But she's doing the sound check as we're talking about it, and she just stops the song and goes, "You two are talking about what it would be like to fuck a fat chick, aren't you?" And I'm just like, "Oh my god,
we didn't know what to say."
I fixed it all though. I was just like, "No, that's not what we're talking about." She's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "We're talking about what did I say?"
Like she swallowed loogies or spit.
Oh yeah, because you were spitting at the time. Like we're talking about if it's like bad for you to swallow sick loogies because that's what he was doing, and she bought it.
She bought it at the time, but I believe. Deep down inside, the whole time the fuck we're talking about.
So did you want to do it?
Well, he was flirting with her for fucking like 3 hours. You want to bang her out.
You should never get a rockery in your garden because I'm sure if stones have got clefts in them, he'll be chasing them.
Clefts.
that's
like
proof
it. She's cool as shit. She's a good conversational piece.
Where is this story going?
The story is going, would you hump her?
Yeah, I'd hump her. The story is, would she hump me, Danny?
I think she'd probably screw you to the wall.
She would, dude. You would.
And in a better state of affair than those
those crooked-ass boards hanging out.
They're not crooked. The wall's wrong.
How big are we talking? How big are we talking?
She's skinnier than you.
Nice, dude.
Graceful answer.
Yeah, that's your retort, machine.
What are you
going to
say?
I'm over it.
Yeah, you have no choice, Gilbert, because you had no retort.
She thinks she's more fit than you.
Gee, you'll never ever be.
Dude, I put you up to the challenge.
Well, let's do it. What's your challenge? I'll do whatever
right.
You want.
Challenge here on Sirius Action 28.
A $200 bet. Who can tread water the longest in the deep end as soon as we're done this? I'm ready.
We did this last year, but I gave up early.
Yeah,
I knew you had nothing to win.
Well, now I got money.
No,
so.
Not a test of endurance. No. A real test of strength, of manhood.
No, you can
gentlemen?
Do
yes, I like that.
Some Jeez. Sort of duel.
Strength.
Somewhere, a game of mercy.
No. He's bigger, fatter, and taller. So
all right, then you name the game.
Red water in the pool. Who's in shape?
That's
no, hideous to watch,
that's
dude.
Endurance.
That gets
I
want to
see fucking strength.
Yeah.
Well, he'll win strength. He can
win.
Strength with fat comes strength.
I think,
small and skinny.
I think a race through a cornfield takes...
I could beat him.
I'll get you on running.
All right, let's do it, bitch.
Yeah, but
through a cornfield. You're agile, and you can fit through, but
I'm
geez,
right
a powerhouse. He can power right through.
It's going to have to be first thing in the morning when the sun's glinting off the
plus
hills.
Yes.
The
gee, I'm sober
so
now.
It's very romantic.
So, I don't want to see a race. I want to see a test of strength.
You just want to see our dicks, you fucking homo. Just tell us.
Did I say... did I even say the word dick today?
Well, because all you want to do is just, like, see us, like, do a manly
okay.
Wrestling around.
What do you propose?
How about we go to the gym?
We have to settle this somehow.
I'll run you on a treadmill any day, fat boy.
Yeah, right.
What's
there
the
you
point?
Go.
Treadmill to treadmill.
I don't think she's ever stood on a treadmill.
No. See, I start my day out running 20 minutes on a treadmill, fat
bitch.
Oh,
shit.
I'm trying to help
drinking
you,
beer.
Tell
him.
Last 3 days.
Uh-huh. Give him some kind of contest.
I would say just fucking some power weights, man. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah,
or how about...
Yeah, but let's not forget that he has been off the alcohol for 3 days. So
the
he,
last man standing.
He's
a saint. The shit out of
him. High five, Danny. You got my
How about a contest of agility?
What's that mean?
Well, it means how well you can move around.
I'd beat him because he's fat and slow.
Yeah, you got to make it an equal for both of them. Like, G could probably lift more, but Novak could probably fucking...
Fat Boy can do
him.
Some nice gainers, though. He has good form on
we'll
the diving,
a diving board contest.
I need to be drunk to do
that's
that
a good
dive.
One. Diving board contest.
Diving board contest.
Because he does the ass tap on the diving board and then does a 1.5 in.
All right, fuck it, dude. I'll bet. I don't give a fuck.
All right, $200 then.
$200.
You can
either,
do what?
It's either lose it to G or lose it at the bar, so I might as well lose it one way or another.
Why don't you have also one where you're diving down and coming back up to the bottom to grab shit? Because that'll fucking wear your ass out and
really?
Game on.
Nice.
That's you're agile and can swim down, but G's bigger so he can sink fast.
That's fine. Whoever comes up with the most shit.
Yeah, we'll put a bunch of shit down there.
Bets on, bitch. You got 200 in your pocket?
How about a couple of weights?
All
a
the
couple
pool
of 5-10
all
pounds.
The pool balls.
Yeah.
Pool balls,
solid and stripes.
There you go. Fine.
Solids and stripes.
I'm down.
How? IG. I take stripes. There's
can we broadcast that live from him?
I don't know.
Can, we'll,
can we broadcast
we'll
that live?
Results next week.
All right. We'll figure it out. We'll let you know.
We'll do the results next
Why
week.
Why don't you have the last thing that you have to grab is a girl's phone number?
Man wants me to do
it. And so that way, G has to surrender a phone number. He can't grab it first. A full phone number you got to give up to him. If he
I'll
gets
give
there
you
first.
All the numbers, buddy. I'll give you all the numbers.
He's a liar.
You just you haven't been around.
You have not.
Then I was gone for 2 days, you fuck.
You've been gone for like a week. You
2 days,
bitch. You left two of the last digits off
out.
Of the last.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll leave the rest of the two digits at the bottom of the pool. If you can get them, you can keep them.
We're going to settle this in the pool, guys.
Hey, that girl's from Illinois that you like, though.
And we'll be going there, right?
Wait, no, Matt likes Dreamer.
I'll be there with you guys, too.
See,
her
look.
Her name
look,
is Dreamer.
Now he's going to come, too. What up? Get your own pussy. Why are you riding my coach out for pussy? I ride his for, like, benefits and shit, but at least I'm getting some.
Like Medicare.
You know what I mean?
Devil.
I ride the millionaire's coach out because I get shit from it. Don't ride mine for the pussy because when they see you, they won't want you.
So he's flying out to Illinois just to cock block
you. She has game. He's seen Jay get laid.
What's his game? Tell me G's name. Tell me G's game.
Yeah, Franz.
Yeah, Franz. Jay.
What's G's game? Look at this. I was like a photo fucking assistant for Allen Iverson's photo shoot last week.
It works.
That game sucks dick.
It works.
Hey, it works, buddy.
G's game's more.
He really does. That's right. He really does.
I beat this bitch in Mortal Kombat. Hey, Bam.
She ain't beat nobody in Mortal Kombat.
Then to figure the only person that's fucking co-signing on the G has game is a fucking another out of shape dude that like dates a smoker from Jersey. Of course you think he has game because he has game.
Franz will fucking annihilate you.
Look, now you got to fight because you have nothing
right.
to say.
Hey, don't get out of the pool contest.
Now you're trying to get me and G to fight.
No. We're a team, buddy.
What if you ever try to get pussy by, like, being good at video games?
The only bitch you're going to fuck is a librarian with bifocals.
Babe, let me show you something. There's a game called Street Fighter. Look at the scorecard. I'm at the top.
The scorecard?
Look, my name's at the very top. I'm number one.
Bet Jack's boyfriend never got to this level, did he? Well, I did.
But Jack's boyfriend never got to this level.
Can we talk about fucking your hemorrhoid ass? Take a look at my ass right now, fat boy. It's because I was pushing it out. I don't have to feel that ass now, bitch. Do I? It's a normal ass. Get it out. You see it? Isn't it normal?
Like
it's normal.
Dude, that's sick.
What's wrong with it?
Hold on.
Fucking nasty. It looks like a fucking vagina.
Take a look.
Dude, your ass is muffed up. Now, take a look.
What happened? Let me see it.
Here, G just shot a photo.
Let me see it, bitch.
Now, show him his own ass.
That's what your ass looks like.
Dude, zoom in on it, though.
Dude, my ass looks like your girlfriend when she's done smoking a carton of cigarettes, dude. Chill out.
Yes!
Oh, the manhandling!
Fuck him up! Yes!
I just got beat up on air, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm getting a tear drop on me.
Right in your face.
I'd like that.
Oh!
That was very Howard Stern, that.
That's why this shit should be filmed, dude.
Joe's so nice when he leaves. He doesn't curse at you or anything. He doesn't call you negative.
It's all backwards.
He'll beat my ass and he'll help me up.
Should someone explain what just happened?
Novak just got his ass kicked.
I just got beat up big time. Is my shit working?
Fine, does he feel better?
Feel good.
You look like you took a nice breath of relief. Now can we shake hands and be friends again? I love it. See, that's the shit I love getting people riled up because then when that shit happens, it makes for such great photos for, filming, entertainment. Like, I just got beat up and almost fucking knocked out. Everyone's like, oh shit, is that fucked up?
Gone to Dreams, I have to kiss and make up as we play Children of Bodom.
We did shake hands.
Did we or did we not shake hands? Kiss and make up, faggots, as soon as Radio fucking Faction 28, Radio Bam, whatever.
Buddy Bill! Oh!
Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh, woo. Welcome back. Yeah, Radio Bam.
Now that's intro.
That's the best intro I ever gave.
Got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Rick Don just showed up out of nowhere.
And wiped
just,
his ass all over my back.
Sweaty hot ass on this hot, humid day. Oh, God.
He did sort of a dance while he did it, too. I couldn't really see
that
it.
Was
I thought it was Novak.
Look at him. He looks like a wild man.
I was like, I think that's Rick. I wasn't sure when he walked in. His hair is...
He's all shaggy. His beard is grown like Robinson Crusoe. He has this necklace of... teeth?
Like shark teeth.
Around his neck, and he's topless.
His face looks like fatter. Doesn't his face look fatter?
It's fucking Robinson Crusoe.
That beard. Where were you at?
Dude, you look
hang on.
Dude, we were making a bathroom lap at Rex's for Don Vito. It was great.
A bathroom lap?
A bathroom lap.
What is
a bathroom
that?
Laboratory. Like,
oh.
And all that shit. It was great.
Yeah, speaking of Don Vito, he's on the run from us because
you know, Danny came in from England.
Don't blame me for it.
No, but I just wanted to introduce him to you, and, like, he wasn't answering the front door, so, and it was 2 in the fucking afternoon, so I figured, you know, we need to bust wake out his back.
We thought it was just fucking plain rude, didn't we?
I got a bulldozer to bust out the back. Yeah.
But then he stole
bust
the
out his back window.
Now he's on the run with
big,
your Hummer.
The big bay window, and he was so pissed. Are he snuck serious? Out the back and hopped in the Hummer, because I always leave the keys in the ignition. So he started up and took off, and Dunn was sleeping in the back. So now him and Dunn are just together on the run.
They're having like a bromantic on the run date.
Well, who's after him? Are you going to get some revenge?
No, they're just hiding. They're just sick of the wound. Peter just doesn't want to get fucked with anymore, so he's claiming that he's getting out of Pennsylvania and he's moving on with his life.
Hey, don't worry, guys. We got a plan.
And he's got done with him.
Yeah.
Is Dunn over too? Is that what that means? Like, is Dunn on his team now or what?
He must be. He must have woke up by now.
No, we got a plan. It's all laid. It's all in motion.
Really? What's the plan?
If I told you,
it would ruin the show.
Wait, you've been talking to them too?
Yeah, I was just.
Why do you think I said on my lap? Well, where are they?
Tell us where the fuck
they are. Where they are?
So whose team you on, bitch?
I ain't telling you.
Well, get him out of here.
We need
team 2.
Kick his ass.
I just got my ass kicked.
So why don't you get some
You'll be used to it then, won't you? Send him in.
I think my finger's halfway broken over here.
Fonz, you really hurt him.
Yeah, Fonz, I think my finger's broken, dude.
Good.
Bro, I don't even look or talk to me.
I'm looking, dude.
You got that chair right in your face that one.
Yeah, I know. Got my lip a little good. My finger is really fucked up, though. No exaggeration.
I can't write his book now, Franz. How about
which finger?
About
that? This one. Does it look fucked up? Look that one right there.
It's all the other one. Yeah.
It's broken. It's busted. Go to the hospital now.
It's not broken, dude.
He's getting all scared and shit.
So that was it today? You just busted down Vito's window with a bulldozer?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's pretty extreme, much. Asshole.
I know that it's extreme. I just want to hear a little more details.
Well, then we went to, like, Rex's.
Well, we heard they were Rex's. Yeah, so we just missed them by a minute. So didn't you get back from Germany or something just recently? Where the fuck were you at?
Yeah. And we were, remember when we flew to Germany? We had a layover in Frankfurt and we were going to Nuremberg.
Nuremberg.
Haven't you ever played that classic game, Sega Nuremberg Rallies?
No.
You go ahead.
First left, second left, third Reich!
You don't know any history at all. Yeah. You don't know anything about Nuremberg.
All I know is that I missed a flight to Nuremberg and fucking Franz made it. I passed out.
We're looking on the plane. We're like, I'm like, okay, like, he should be here any second. Like, you know, okay, we're ready to take off. So the story ends up, me, 2 stewardesses, and the dude at the check counter, we're all fucking looking for Bam. And Bam, in the meantime, was asleep. He was on a seat, and then he tumbled off and fucking rolled under the seat and passed out.
So he just doing, like, walk-bys past him all day.
So nobody saw him. Then when, you know, by the time he woke up, I was all the way half broken.
I woke up and I called him. And he's like, I'm like, where are you? He's like, I'm in Nuremberg. I'm like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in fucking Frankfurt still. Why didn't you wake me up? I was right there. Dude, I was literally, like 10 feet from the fucking gate.
Real good friend you are, Franz.
I know.
What you didn't
asshole,
even search?
Well, I fucked that one up.
What a cop,
man. That's why FBA had to be there, because I would have had him on the plane, dude.
Bro, okay.
You love my terminology, buddy.
Stop trying to take cred.
He calls Ape. And then you call up Ape, you're like, Bam is totally lost. I don't know where he is.
Get Ape all riled up and shit.
Yeah.
You lost that, Franz.
What a mess.
Why'd you do that, Franz?
You were not a good friend.
I'm not the one that fell asleep under a chair.
He just gets on the plane.
I'm not the one who got woken up. You should have woke me up, faggot.
All he cares about is vodka cranberry.
He always falls asleep at airports.
Well, in truth, there was free drinks on the plane. They were giving us first round for free, so I just wanted to
see, dude, they didn't care about you. You do free drinks, save a dollar. His new nickname is Save a Dollar Franz.
Speaking of flights, Danny, how was your flight over here? Wasn't MTV trying to send you to Detroit first? Which is
No, it wasn't MTV. It was our record company.
Dude, he called MTV last night.
Oh, man.
He sent an email. He said, I don't know who the fuck's responsible. But this shit ain't gonna happen.
That shit pisses me off because it's shit that, like, I don't know about. They don't tell me about. I'm just like, handle these people, travel. You know, they're, like, guests on the show. Like, because we always have guests on the show, and I want them, like, taken care of properly. And, like, you know, MTV. Well, not MTV. Like, Dakota. They're just trying to, like, cut fucking corners. I'm like, dude, look, you can cut corners, but don't cut corners on the guests. Like, if you want to save money in fucking the art department or something like that, go try to do that, but, like, make sure everybody's taken care of. Don't send somebody to fucking Detroit when they're flying in from London. That's 1,300 miles out of the way.
Oh, they'd love to just send us to from Las Vegas to California, where the fires are going on last year. Yeah. They sent us there,
and then wanted to send us back to Philly because we probably saved $15. What assholes.
But if you are in my corner championing my bit, my coffee machine doesn't work in my room.
Shit.
It doesn't.
We're getting him a Starbucks.
That's definitely MTV's.
Get him a Starbucks, dude.
We need to file a complaint.
Who do we holler at here? Anybody know?
Holler at me.
Name's
you
name.
You can holler at Bam. He's
name
an executive drop. Producer.
Yeah, but dude, everybody passes the buck. Like, if I was
take
like,
blame.
Yeah.
Nobody will fucking. If I got everybody in a room, like everybody, even MTV, like everybody would just pass the buck and just be, well, the person who's, you know, really responsible, you know, he's out on vacation in the
we'll all go back.
So,
we'll all go back.
You know,
to
like
Trump.
I would say it was me, but like technically the main guy's out.
Then the person comes back from vacation, like, well, the other guy who just left for so and so yesterday, he's responsible. He'll be back in like a week.
Because it's such a big
when he goes via Detroit.
Yeah.
Well, they have a list of 10 excuses, and they just give you a number.
That's
four
they do.
It's just like a Happy Meal.
When you have a corporation of like 10,000 employees, like you could always just pass the buck and just say that it was, oh, it was Joe. Fuck, it wasn't Joe, it was Brandon. No, Brandon says it was G.
That's
you think when we were on Sony Records, right, we left them after the Ozfest because they did fuck all for us. 6 months later, they decide to ring up and say, so do you want your website changed? They were running our website, selling all our merch, everything from it, because it England hadn't told America that we weren't on them anymore.
It's
like, do you know what I mean? It's like too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yeah,
you get 10,000 people and ain't got a fucking clue.
They're 10,000 fucking vultures, that's all they are.
Yeah, like for instance, him just got signed to Warner Brothers, which is a fucking massive company, and you know, we had a meeting in New York about how we're gonna do this making of the him album documentary type thing, and the people in LA, they thought that we were doing some EPK like how the Linkin Park guys did, and like they call up Joe, they're like bitching to Joe about where the hell is this EPK, and Joe's like, EPK, what are you talking about? We want an EPK from him. It's just like, were you ever at the meeting in New York? Because we talking about a making of the fucking album.
It was a bit awkward, but you know,
it's so frustrating having such a big company because nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
It's so funny. They sent Bam a check, but he was like, you know what? It's just easier if I just pay for the whole thing myself. He's actually like,
now I could finish it when I want, and I'll just deliver what I want.
That's the way
like, dude, I don't even fucking care about the money.
It's important to make the product, you know,
and then demand.
You have to keep your artistic integrity. You really do.
So what? Then you finish the product, then you give a demand for what they want.
Oh, if I would accept the check, then they could like technically like sue me for not getting it done on time.
Since you didn't accept the check, now when you have when you're fine to the finished product, do you take it to them and say, okay, you want this, and this is how much I want for it?
Career killer.
It all depends. I'm just going to give him a bill of like what I spend.
We have a new agent here, Bam.
I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
hear
he just wants to get it done.
I just want
to
do it.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care about the money when it comes to that shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying, DK?
You got some bodybuild juice?
No bodybuild juice.
Yeah, dude. Because of him, dude, we had to change our hotels. He had to hide us out from him. And now we're on a 30-day sober mission because of Dollar Bill. They had to hide our hotel room.
Dollar Bill.
Yep.
Wait. What did Kingman think that Funny Bill's name was?
They're like, what is it?
Scumbag Bill.
Scumbob.
Scumbob. Scumbag Bob or something.
Scumbag Butterball.
Oh, Rake, yeah, I missed the Buddy Bill news.
Shit, Rake.
He called me up.
What'd he say?
Like, what'd he
say?
He's like, yo, man, our band's coming out here. I gotta teach him how to party AZ style. I'm like, dude, you lived there like a week. And now, like you're.
Now, you know what? He's actually progressing because he told me on the phone, he was like, call me about the same thing. And he goes, yeah, you know, I'm fucking these two bitches out here. I'm partying, but you know what, man? I'm never gonna change. And actually, now he's realized that, so he's actually done better. Yeah.
Didn't he have like two aneurysms within 2 weeks?
Oh, wait, whenever he goes to the bathroom again, he likes to have an aneurysm. Yeah, he likes to die from that.
What exactly is an aneurysm?
That's like
most people
like
die from it.
Yeah.
But Buddy Bill,
that's when your brain bursts.
And they told him, they were like, okay, well, if you're gonna die, you'll die in a week. So we'll see you later.
Yeah, but if you live that week, you're good. So now he's good. He also flew through one of those square wooden stop sign things, like a wooden one, the square
that holds up the
sideways, yeah, and just ripped his sides apart and lost like half his liver, some of his kidneys, like spleen.
Dude, I thought that I was hell at drinking.
But, like, when I hung out with Buddy Bill, like, I attempted to go to sleep at night, and, like, him and Dream Cellar run into train on some 42-year-old cock hag.
Did you not part two?
Then I wake up, or not, like, I never officially slept. I just kind of laid there for
perhaps
a while.
Perhaps he just got bored of waiting for his liver to give up, so he just threw himself.
So I go down to the pool, and Buddy Bill's just there, like, with a sixer all by himself, just drinking by the pool at 9 in the morning.
That's my friend.
Then I go to the demo. The demo's done. It's around 4 Jeez. O'clock. I'm doing autographs till like 7 o'clock. Buddy Bill shows back up. I'm like, did you sleep there? He's like, fuck no. I'm like, you probably want to sleep pretty hard, huh? He's like, nah, man, I'm still going for it. I'm drinking it. I'm not going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
So then I go to sleep. And I sleep all through the night. Like, I fall asleep, I swear, at like
7, 6 p.m.
It was like 8 at night all the way till 11 in the morning. And, like, Buddy Bill was still up going
Dude, it was still up.
2 days. That's 48 hours.
He knew you were going to be there. He's been waiting for this the whole time.
He hasn't seen anybody forever.
I'm sleeping.
Dude, you're talking about a guy that lived in a pickup truck that he didn't pay for. He lived in the cab with a giant iguana, like a 3-foot iguana, dude, that lived in the dashboard. I'd see his shoes outside
his car.
Where is
that thing?
What?
That iguana.
Where is it?
Is it still around?
Yeah, he gave it to people that take care of, that can properly take care of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but he would fuck that thing up.
He probably
he loves it.
Dude, he probably thought he was doing a damn good job taking care of that thing. Meanwhile, it's sleeping in a fucking cab.
No, it slept. No,
I think that iguana is probably in rehab.
The iguana slept in Brandon's video games. Well, he just let it.
Yeah, we climb in the game.
You couldn't control it.
It would climb in Deco's video games and shit.
He built like an 8-foot cage for it, and then he broke the glass on the front part.
And the thing got out.
And then it got out. Just lived in the house with everybody
else. But
you
never moved the cage. The cage took the whole kitchen, and the iguana lived in the living room.
Yeah.
It's like me thinking, I was taking extra care of my dog while I was homeless shooting dope.
Is it more hell living with Buddy Bill or Ray Kyan?
No, that's not even a question.
Gotta be Bill.
No, Buddy Bill. Or Lord Batara.
No, Buddy Bill is the worst person, just
ever?
Because...
Who's Lord Batara?
He sounds very regal.
It's not even a question. Buddy Bill's just... You never know what's going to happen. I mean, he could run in the house and just get murdered with people with machine guns. All right.
All right, let's see. tell me if there is a good thing about living with Buddy Bill, what would it be?
One good thing.
If anybody tries to get in the house, he's going to rip their fucking arms off.
Fuck yeah.
Go. Dude.
So that's a good thing? All right, what about Lord Batara of Camelot?
Best thing about Bataro?
Yeah.
Fucking...
Bataro's shitting habits versus Rake's hygiene habits.
Bataro will run in the bathroom and be like, I'm giving you a countdown. He'll run in the house and have to shit. He'll shut the door and be like, Commander, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. and fucking, like, we used to even record shit sounds on
just
mini.
Blow the bathroom.
Oh, dude. Yeah, and he's awesome. And with Rake, it's like any computer fucking problem that goes wrong is fucking... And he's somewhat sane. So you can always go fucking hang out with Rake, but, not fucking...
All right, now let's hear the bad things about it.
I'm
about each person?
Rake, yeah, let's start with him.
Rake's bathtub habits are the
you're
bad.
An asshole.
The bathtub habits are the... Oh,
Rake will drain the tub and there'll just be all kinds of sick hair and fucking pubic hair.
I'm
like,
hanging out with you, asshole. It takes like 3
you'll see like a...
There'll be probably all the hair I lost.
There'll be a fang laying in there with like shit piss marks.
Fucking dirt ring around the top of the tub.
A fang.
Oh my god.
He'll fucking wipe his dirt button and leave all the tissues
his
on.
Dirt button.
Who threw the fucking pizza on him while he was in the bathtub?
Rab. Didn't Rab do that?
No. Oh, I'll never forget that, man.
Who
I was
it?
So psyched to relax in the bathtub Thursday night. I was going to go out and
you
hang out with all kinds of shit. I'm sitting there. I see Rab smiling little banging face come in the damn door and just lob pizza right on top of me. I was all clean.
He loves his bath so much. Like, you have to know this about Rake.
Yeah.
Why does your family hate you because you love your bath?
Because it's the only time nobody can fuck with me. I can sit in the bathroom and unless you want to be with a naked Rake, don't come in, you know?
A naked Rake.
So just I'm perfectly clean, getting ready to step out, these pieces of pepperoni pizza come flying in and I can see the oil slick. It's like the Exxon Valdez. Like just all over me. You're covered in oil.
Dude,
you can't get it all.
It was like it whacked him in the chest. Like he's laying back facing the door, and just his chest up, like whack the fucking pizza blast him, and you just hear and then that second where he's just figuring it all out, and then you motherfucker. He freaked out. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
He was that pissed.
He ran all the way up to like, Papa John's.
Once the pizza landed on him, he's like, no, that's not the, wait a minute, I just got a bed.
Yeah, I like my bed. Dude, it was gross. I peeked in and saw the oil like blasted all over.
I was the bit where he shouted, motherfucker. I thought it was an erotic story.
At first, I thought it was a shit. I thought Rab threw a turd on me, and I was like, I'm going to kill him. And then I was like, wait, it's not poop.
Yeah, you could tell the pause that it was like that. He thought it was something worse, but then he was like, yeah!
All right, so, okay, think of the worst thing about living with Buddy Bill and tell him about it. Like, tell me an experience of just,
fucking hate this asshole.
I don't hate nothing that bad. I mean, come to expect...
There had to have been a time where it's just like, you fucking fucker, Bill.
There was the one time with me. I lived with him a long time. I was driving him back from the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And he clocked me in the face
for no reason.
Driving him. Dude, he decked me.
Actually, I heard the reason was. I heard the reason was. And I can't obviously confirm this, but I heard the reason was. He bought your dad's car or borrowed your dad's car and ran up all these tickets on it.
What a discussion. I don't care what discussion you want to have.
That's obviously not true. It's obviously not
true.
It's obviously not true. That's just with the horrible
rumor. They were ragging on him because he bought a car off my parents that he never paid for.
He didn't pay for it. And that's the car he lived in with the iguana. He even took a roommate in the car he didn't pay for.
So I don't care.
He still to this day never paid?
No. I saw the truck in a junkyard. I went to buy it. They're like, oh, this guy just bought it. Somebody else left it here and never picked it up. I was like, no!
Here's the best Buddy Bill story ever. The first and only time I've ever been to jail ever. I was drunk as hell and this girl from East High School, I haven't seen her in like a year and a half or something, so she just comes up all drunk and tackles me, and I'm like, I fall in the middle of the street, and the cops are right there. So they just come over and they fucking tackle me, and then they put me in handcuffs. I go to jail, and then I hear this voice in jail, and it's just like, woo woo, I need a sweater, I'm cold. And I'm like, Buddy Bill? And he's like, yo! And apparently he was there when I fell, and he says that he went to jail because he was helping me, but I didn't see him at all.
No, I'll tell you what he was doing.
Yeah, Brandon saw him.
No, Tim, she saw him.
Oh, yeah.
He was, whatever he did, he came over, but he was with you there. The cops were trying to pull him. He was holding on the leg of those bolted down park benches on Gay Street and screaming, no, I don't want to go back.
I don't want to go back.
No. It took like a bunch of cops to pull him free from there.
Then he was gripping onto him. Yeah. Felt the arms like, I don't want to go back. They were pulling his legs to pull him off.
Dude,
he was so obnoxious in jail. Like, cause all I wanted to do was go to sleep. Like, if you were yelling at the cops, like kicking the fucking bars, going
there,
woo woo, I need a sweater. I'm cold, man. Come on, it's freezing in here. Like, they're never going to bring you a sweater.
Those are the guys
they'll
the
never
police,
bring you a blanket.
They're the guys the police accidentally lose their paperwork and make them stay an extra day.
Yeah. Novak knows that.
So I wake up. I think it's 5 in the morning. I'm like, come on, cops. It's 5 in the morning. I'm sober now. Let me go. They're like, 5 in the morning? It's 3 in the afternoon, dude. I'm just like, what? It was. And I was just like, oh, man, it was hell. I drank so much that night.
The next time you see that guy, look at his wrist.
Fuck, I never want to see him again.
Because he cut his wrist so bad in my house, blood poured on the ground like you were pouring out a beer. And I was so mad at him, I was like, you did it this time, dude.
He's so hell. We were in Arizona for 2 days.
We had
to change hotel rooms 3 times and be hidden out from him, dude.
He took our old
hotel room over. The Kingman had to go to the hotel room and say, you know, we're not paying for this anymore. And he just stayed there for like 2 days. Like, just kind of like he took your parents' car. He did that to our old hotel room.
When we moved out of our old apartment, he just lived downstairs for 2 days until they finally found out he had to run out the back.
Did he have any iguana? Did he have any kind of reptile?
He's like, any kind of what?
Reptile with it. I love the iguana story. Is the best story.
No, that iguana was a wild iguana that lived in my living room. And I couldn't even touch it. Like, it would whip you in the eye.
It was in a cage until Buddy Bill broke it from party and now it just lurks around the house.
But it loved Buddy Bill, the iguana, dude. It would play the whipping tailgate with him. It'd like whip you. And he'd always, but he'd be
would it hurt?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, if it whipped you, it would. But he would take it up.
You can take the tails right off.
Yeah, it'll snap off.
Yeah.
Just snap
the fuckers off.
Does it hurt him?
Yeah, probably like, you know, like a snake.
Well, as long as it stops it mucking around.
What about the teeth? Does it bite?
No, it don't really have teeth.
What do they got? Like
a fucking lizard mouth. But it has fucking claws.
Oh, yeah, they do got big fucking rowdy claws.
I think you should get an anthropologist in next week and we'll get it sorted.
Dude, yeah, feels like a nomad.
Let's take a song break and a piss break. Danny, if you could hear any song, what would it be?
Any song ever?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd have to be You Light My Up My Life by Hot Chocolate.
Yeah. What about death metal song?
Satyricon, Mental Mercury. Since that's the only death metal song written on it.
Well, we're gonna have to track it down.
Okay, well, what about Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name?
Yes!
Oh,
you want to hear that?
Wow.
Rake, yeah, I'm sure wants to hear that. All right, let's hear Iron Maiden here on Radio Band Series 28 Function.
Thank you.
Hi-Fi kids. Holy Lord, Godfather. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner. A Serious 28 Faction.
be that name we just had.
We had, we couldn't wait anymore.
Hello, be my name.
Oh, your breath is kicking right. God damn.
I just want to know what's up that necklace, man.
All right, so this is Shit Goose, Fat Franz, yeah. DiCamello, Bam,
but I'm not
Danny from Cradle of Filth coming in, special guest.
Yeah.
And Dream Seller and Raekyon, and let's devote this episode to Buddy Bill for being such a piece of
work. And Iguana.
And one honorable thing for Buddy Bill.
Let's not forget the Iguana.
Yeah, the night never ends. Look at my knife move. Yeah, Buddy Bill, you know I'm a hard-working drywall repairing motherfucker, and I'll party while an iguana eats an ass. I fuck more bitches than that Brandon Novak pussy, and I ain't even on TV. Yeah! Oh, yeah! You know I like it. Buddy Bill, this one's for you. I know you're listening out there. Mason Shoe got some Bill. Oh, yeah. Eat an ass. Eat it fast. Fuck all the bitches. I know now I'll never change. Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom and see everyone. I'm about to have an aneurysm.
Buddy Bill, Radio Bam.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.